All right, I got my coffee. Man, I'm so far ahead of schedule. I'm working overtime from yesterday. Oh, man. Making the final approach here. But, yeah, the UHS used to be, there used to be, 800 is king, you know, as far as in commercial. You know, in DMR, UHF is still kind of king. So, you know, there'll be a lot of UHF, and the radios are dual, you know, they work for us, the radios that are used. So as those get surplused out, they become available. So the XPR radios are pretty available and at a pretty reasonable price. And that's mainly because DMR Moto Turbo is mainly done in the UHF band. You know, P25, on the other hand, is almost exclusively 800 anymore. You got to find, you know, specific places that are running it on UHF or VHF, and they are getting, I think, fewer and farther between. So, you know, so there's only so much of a pool you can, you know, get radios getting surplused out. You know, there will be, you know, as XDSs and XDLs are the current darling, because they're the ones that are end of life. You know, they were end of life a few years ago, and so those are all hitting the market as places have money to buy all new APXs. But APXs are coming up on end of life, you know, 2030. So people are starting now to put on their radar refreshes, and you know, you'll start to see as places, you know, buy new radios. You know, but again, most of the people that are looking to refresh their APXs and go to whatever are probably on 800, so they're not going to surplus out to us. So it's just, it's not looking great. You know, buying new, forget it. You know, Donald made a comment earlier about he paid more for his XBRs. Yeah, you're looking at two generations old, three generations old, you know, used Motorola stuff compared to current, you know, Motorola stuff in the other, you know. Look at a current equivalent the XPR P25 radio that's equivalent to your XPRs, and your XPRs look like pocket change. So it's all relative, really. Donald?